enjoy the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made my head parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R. all us now red great. Those were the
the noise didn't disturb you.
Oh, no, I enjoyed it. That's why I came downstairs, so I could hear it better.
What are you doing?
Oh, geez. Peace, yes. Pentagon, no. Boy, you sure know how to start my day out, don't you? Hey, Egan.
Yeah, Archie. Here's your coffee.
This meathead here is aggravating me on an empty stomach.
Maybe that's because you haven't had your breakfast yet.
You figured that out, Harry. Yeah. Well, maybe there's something you could do about it.
Well, I could get you your breakfast.
You're a pippy.
Now, where are you going with the coffee?
Oh, I'm sorry, Archie. I'll get you your eggs right away.
I painted another one, Michael. See? And it's dry now.
Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, another one. Let me look at this here. Stop the military from waging war on us.
Now, what are you doing? Involving her in one of your pinko protests?
Oh, don't worry, Archie. She's going to stay home. She's going to type up my term paper. She's not coming with me.
And it isn't a pinko protest, Daddy.
Oh, well, what do you call it, then?
It just happens to be one of the biggest student demonstrations against Pentagon control of our government this city has ever seen.
Oh, jeez.
And what's more, I'm proud of my husband. At least he takes some responsibility for what's going on in this world.
What about Wake? That's one of the things going on in this world. When is he going to take some responsibility for that?
Daddy, he's busy with his books and his studying.
Yeah, and all that commie crapola. Get that treason off of my chair.
Archie, when are you going to stop with this commie jazz? It's all over, Arch. The Red Scare's kaput. Nixon's going to Peking, remember?
Hold it, buddy. He ain't there yet.
What's that supposed to mean?
Five presidents have been warning us for the last 25 years against them red jinks. Now, nobody's going to tell me that the signals is off now and a billion enemies is now our friends. Oh, no, Mr. Nixon has got something up his sleeve.
Yeah, like recommending they be admitted to the UN.
Oh, that'd be the day when this country sits down with a nation of chink ping pong players who don't believe it.
Doesn't intend to recognize him.
Right.
Listen, in the first place, he can't recognize him. They all look alike. And in the second place, you mark my words. He's got some, what do you call, grand strategy there that he can't divulge to us as yet. What it is. I mean, otherwise, the past 25 years, the whole country should have stood in bed. Gee, these sinuses are murder. They fogged up my whole head.
Well, that explains everything.
Funny.
Here's your breakfast, Archie.
Hey, Edith, let me ask you, did you open the bedroom window last night?
Did I open the window? Are your sinuses bothering you?
Yeah.
Your head all clogged up and you can hardly breathe?
Yeah.
Then I opened the window. Breakfast, everybody.
Oh, Ma, I hope you don't mind if I eat fast, but I don't want to get there late with the signs.
Whoa, what happens if you get there late? You got to bring a note to your commissar?
this marching and protesting. What does it get you, huh? Last week you was marching against poverty.
That's right, because last week millions of Americans went to bed hungry.
Listen, tell them not to march. They won't wake up such a big appetite.
I don't know why you're so upset, Archie. I remember when you used to picket.
That was different, Edith. I was walking the picket line for my union, and I wasn't out screaming in the streets blocking traffic. When we picketed, we done it the American way, on the sidewalks. Dress nice, walking up and down, with our signs, peaceful, no violence.
Except when somebody crossed the line, then you broke his head.
It's the only way to teach a scab a lesson. And that was not violence, Edith, that was education. Besides, if you people think you're going to get somewhere with your type of protest, I'm telling you, you're dreaming.
I was dreaming last night. I dream? Oh, you'll never believe this.
Good, then there ain't no point in telling.
I want to hear the story, Ma. Tell me.
I was in the Miss America contest.
Who are you, Edith? Boyd Parks?
Wasn't Bert Parks. He was Senator Proxmire. I don't know who Senator Proxmire is, but I kept hearing his name on the radio all day yesterday. And it's one of those words, Proxmire, 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 Proxmire. Well, anyway, there I was. This beautiful girl in a bathing suit. Oh, you were there too, Archie.
Another beautiful girl in the bathing suit.
Funny. Funny. Leave me out of your dreams, will you?
Oh, I can't, Archie. You were one of the judges, and that made me feel better, because I knew I could count on Archie's vote come hell or high water.
Hell or high water? Ma, I never heard you use an expression like that.
Mm. That was the theme song. You sang it to me, Archie. In the rowboat, just before you kissed me. Come hell or high water, I'll vote for you.
Edith, please, please, Edith, you've got any pity in you at all. No more musical dreams, huh?
That's probably Lionel, right on time. Be right there, Lionel.
Hey, Lionel, would you like a cup of coffee?
No thanks, Mrs. Bunker.
No, Ma, we gotta get going. Let's go.
I don't know if I'm in that big a rush, Mike. I've been thinking about passing up this demonstration.
Hey, what's this I hear? Here's a guy that knows his onions over here. You know, you people got more brains than they give you credit for, Lionel.
Lionel, how come you change your mind?
Of course he's smart, that's why, meathead. Minari is like Lionel. I gotta be careful about calling attraction to themselves, that's all. You know, there are some whites that got it into your colors. That's why your colors have to behave better. They gotta act nicer. They gotta try harder.
Yeah, that's right. We's like Avis.
Yeah.
Look, Mike, the reason I was thinking of not going is, see, I was talking to my cousin Spencer on the police force.
Hey, Lyle, I didn't know you had a cousin a cop. I never heard that.
Yeah, well, he the white sheep of the family.
Anyway, Spencer's been called to this special detail down at the UN. There's a couple of big groups going to be counter-protesting, and they're expecting some trouble.
Michael, maybe you better not go.
Chloe, I gotta go. I promised I'd be there. Come on, Lionel.
Leave him alone. Why should he go down there and picket the military? The military's been damn good to his people. Taking them off the streets, giving them 3 squares a day. A lot of fancy uniforms.
Allowing them to die in Vietnam.
No, Lionel, you know, you gotta take the bad with the good.
Archie, good is not spending over 50 cents out of every dollar on the military.
The military gives jobs. How is his people going to find work if you cut off them jobs at the source?
But Archie, I don't want the source of jobs to be the military. I mean, that's just the kind of thinking I'm going downtown to protest.
Yeah, well, he ain't going with you.
Yes, I am.
Huh?
You convinced me to go.
How'd I do that?
Well, just logic, Mr. Bunker. I mean, you got it up here. You ready, Mike?
Yeah.
Michael, please don't go.
Gloria, honey, don't worry. Everything's going to be all right. Talk to you later. Come on, Lamb.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, thanks for straightening me out, Mr. Bunker.
Did you know that Lionel's a funny kid? Sometimes I can't dope him out.
I'm worried. I don't think he should have gone. He could get hurt or arrested.
Listen. Nobody gets arrested in this country unless they deserve it. If he don't go calling cops pigs or none of them other epaulettes, he'll be all right.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Jefferson. No, he just left with Michael. Oh, yeah? Oh, don't worry. I'm sure they'll be all right. Bye. Ma, that was Lionel's mother, and she said Spencer just called, and they put on 200 extra police down at the UN. They're expecting big trouble.
Oh, my.
Will you run after Michael and stop him before he gets on the subway?
What? He's already at the subway.
Well, then go down to the UN and bring him home.
Are you kidding? Me go to a commie demonstration? Wild hornets couldn't drag me.
Oh, get Daddy to do it, please. I'm scared.
Oh, you better go down there.
Why don't you go down there myself?
Because he won't like my interfering. I know him. He won't even listen to me.
Well, what do you think he's going to listen to me? I've been living with him a year. He ain't heard a word I said yet.
Daddy, I've seen it on the newsreels. They beat those kids with clubs and they haul them into jail like they were...
Hold it. Never the good kids, only the troublemakers.
In Washington, I saw it on TV. Why, they took hundreds of them in who just seemed to be standing watching.
Eat. That was Washington. This is New York.
Daddy, listen. If Michael gets arrested, they'll book him and fingerprint him and he'll be on his record. And then when he goes to look for a job...
When?
All right, since I don't have a father, I'll do it myself.
Now, what's that supposed to mean, you get a father?
I said I'll go down there myself.
Now, Gloria, wait, please. Archie, it's too dangerous. Don't let her do it.
What kind of talk is that out of her? She don't have a father.
Well, maybe she means she don't have one when she needs one.
Now, what are you doing, taking her part?
Yes. I'm going.
And I'm going with you.
What do you mean you're going? Who's going to make lunch around here? Hold it. Now, yous ain't gone.
Yes, yous ain't gone.
Course I'm gone.
Oh, Daddy.
Thanks.
Forget about that. No thanks required. I'm going to miss that ball game on television today. I'm going to miss my lunch. Not that anybody cares.
Oh, we care.
Get Daddy. Away from me.
Gloria.
Ma, they should have been home by now.
Oh, now, Gloria, don't worry. I'm sure Mike is all right.
Let's turn on the TV. Maybe there's some news.
Oh, the news ain't on now. Now you got Bright Promise, Secret Storm, and the Newlywed.
But if something was happening, they'd break into the program with a special bulletin.
Oh, I don't think they're allowed to break in on the Newlywed. Sit down, Gloria. Now let's talk about something else. Something that'll take your mind off my...
I don't think I can, Mom.
Gloria, do you remember Tubby Mr. Murdoch?
Tubby Mr. Murdoch. We used to live next to them on Union Street when I was about 11.
That's right. In the apartment that always smelled like vinegar?
Yeah.
Well, if I was to tell you a secret about Tubby Mr. Murdoch and your father and a lie I told this morning.
You told a lie this morning, Ma?
Yeah, in my Miss America beauty contest dream.
Tubby Mr. Murdoch wasn't in the dream.
Yes, he was. He was the one that kissed me in the rowboat, not your father.
No.
His kiss was very vinegary.
That's Tubby Mr. Murdoch.
Oh, I to say it was your father, because if he ever heard that anybody else kissed me in a rowboat, even in a dream, he'd have a fit.
He sure would. That's funny.
I'm glad you liked it. And see how it took your mind off Mike. Oh, Gloria, I'm sorry.
Oh, Michael.
Let me fix your cup of tea. That'll make you feel better.
All right, Mom. Michael, where have you been? Look at your shirt. What did they do to you? What happened?
Well, Gloria, first it started out peaceful, you know, just sort of, you know, marching up and down in front of the U.N., but then all of a sudden, this other group comes along and they start protesting against us. And then this guy from this other group jumps up on his buddy's shoulders, rips open his shirt, and right there it says, America, love it or leave it. A real tattoo burned right into his chest. And then a guy from our group jumps up and he says, oh yeah, well we love it, so why don't you leave it? And then before you know it, Gloria, there's food and rocks and bottles flying all over the place like you can't believe it. And then the cops started coming in, and there were hundreds of them. So Lionel and I, we started to run. But just as we turned around, Gloria, standing there right in front of us was the biggest, tallest, meanest cop with this gigantic head and a face like Ed Sullivan. And just as he was about to grab us, from out of nowhere comes this naked lady.
A naked lady?
Yeah, there was this beautiful naked lady. And she comes right up to Ed Sullivan, jumps in his arms, and punches him right in the face. Couldn't believe it. But Lionel, I figured this is our chance to get away, so we drop down to our knees, and we start crawling out of there between hundreds of legs as fast as we could, and we escaped. Do we have any cheese?
I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it right away.
Oh, Mike, where's Archie?
Archie?
Michael, I forgot to tell you. I sent Daddy down there to look for you.
Why?
Because I was worried.
Yeah, but Gloria, how could he find me? I mean, the place was a madhouse. People running around, yelling, screaming, the cops arresting everyone. Oh, boy.
Again, I told you before, Bunker, I don't want any more trouble from you.
Oh, so come here a minute, huh?
Hey, look at his head.
So?
What do you mean, so? That's the American flag there.
Very nice. How much?
I don't want to sell it. This means I'm an American.
So am I. So were they.
Yeah, but I ain't one of them. I was just an innocent standby.
Are you trying to tell me the police arrest innocent citizens?
I never said that.
And I thought you said you was an American.
I am.
And don't be hiding behind the American flag in order to smear the police.
Overpaid knucklehead. Oh, leave me alone with that.
Hey, man, you're gonna blow your mind sniffing that stuff.
Huh? Bad trip, baby. Real bummer. That stuff is worse than dropping acid.
What the hell are you talking about?
Stick with grass, man. It's organic.
It's sniffing that that's making you so hostile.
This here is medicine, buddy.
It's all medicine. Sit on.
That cat's gonna blow holes in his head.
Don't do that to yourself, brother. Huh? Put that away, brother. Take a trip with God.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Jesus trip, brother.
Hey, let me ask you, is that noise coming off of you somewhere? Oh, gee, try to crack it off, huh?
Crack it? No, that's Jesus Christ Superstar, brother. It's Sunday.
I know it's Sunday, and that ain't Sunday music. It's unreligious. Now turn it off, huh?
You mean you actually don't dig Jesus Christ Superstar?
Jesus Christ, I dig, and I dug him a long time before you weirdos turned him into a superstar. Now, will you get that away from me, turn it off?
Brother, you walk in darkness. All over the world, this music is turning young people on to Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you condemn it.
Let me tell you something. Christ don't want you turning on to him. He wants you coming to him on your knees, not wiggling and jiggling till your parts fall off. Oh, look at this now. What's the use in talking? What a generation. We try to learn you something, try to teach you some religion, drag us off the church, and what do? You give us back the Son of God like he's some kind of angle boy. What's his dink? Quiet down! Can't stay in here no more.
You go, Bunker. Just coming to get you.
You're kidding. I'm getting out?
Hey, about me?
Oh, gee, am I glad to be seeing the last of yous.
We'll meet again.
You want to sign these release papers?
Yeah, sure.
Sergeant, is my father all right?
Don't worry, little lady, he's fine.
There you go.
Stivic, you Polish?
Yeah, why?
Glad to know you. Pulaski, Paul Pulaski.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yeah. What, were you born here?
Yeah, but my folks came from Krakow.
No kidding. That's where my old man comes from.
How about that?
There he is, Sarge.
Oh, Daddy, are you all right? How'd you get here?
Trying to find your husband.
They can't arrest you for that, can they?
The Sarge is waiting to see you, Bunker. Try not to be the jerk he was inside.
You think you're talking to? I'll apologize to Mr. Bunker.
Sarge, all I said was... All right. I apologize.
Sorry about that, Mr. Bunker.
Oh, sorry, Sarge. No hard feelings. I was always a friend of the cops. There been that time when you was threatening to go on strike and everybody hated you guts. I always supported them. I always said this city would be a jungle if it wasn't for New York's crimes.
Oh, we try.
That's what I try to keep telling this dumb Polack son-in-law.
This dumb what?
Polack. Say it a little louder, Arch. Sergeant Pulaski didn't hear you.
Uh-oh, I got a little bad news for you, Bunker. I'm not at all sure that your release papers are in perfect order. Callahan!
Sarge,
Bunker, I hope you realize that a big, dumb Polack like me could easily make a mistake, right?
Yes, Sarge.
Oh, Callahan. Would you take these papers down to Officer Murphy and have them typed up all over again?
Officer Murphy? The one who types with one finger?
That's right. And have him be ever so careful.
Right, Sarge.
Don't worry, Bunker. With any luck at all, you should be out within 3 or 4 hours.
Here's your beer, Archie. And another sandwich, Daddy, just the way you like it.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you, Zool, you've got a lot to answer for. Especially you, Meathead. It was all your fault.
Me? What did I do?
You was born a Polack. That's what you did. That's why I had to stay in that station house for 3 hours staring at that big, dumb sergeant. Because you didn't warn me.
What did you want me to do, Arch? Send up a signal flag saying, shut your dumb mouth, Sergeant Pulaski's Polish?
Instead of being mad at Michael, you ought to thank him. He bailed you out.
How much did bail bond cost us?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing? Them bondsmen don't hand over their checklist for nothing?
Yeah, but I didn't go to a bail bondsman. I got the money from the Freedom Fund.
The witch?
That's money used to free protesters who get arrested.
You're out of jail courtesy of your friends, Arch. The pinkos, the meatheads, and the freaks.
Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.